This is an MUT Radio podcast.
20 minutes to 10 o'clock in the final hour of the Weekend Breakfast Show, the only Weekend Breakfast Show that matters. Got a lot of MUT Radio, shape and own the future. Like we were saying, what we are centering all of our content this month, as it is August, it is Women's Month. And we are talking about phenomenal women. We are talking about strong women. We are talking about industry giants. Every sector, every weekend, who embodies a phenomenal woman, every woman, Women's Month. On the line, I have Uzama Khumalo. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bandile. Thank you so much for having me on your breakfast show, and a greetings to your listeners as well.
All right. Let me just go through your little bio about Sam. Just, you know, flex a little. Flex, 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 flex. On this breakfast table, okay, I'm joined by Uzama Khumalo Mamtunga, who is a seasoned digital marketing professional with over 5 years of experience in the media space. She has worked with top brands. Can you name the brands that you've worked with? Please name them for us. We want you to name them for us.
Okay, so brands such as Etiquette Municipality, Miropa, Unilever. Oof. Yeah, we are within the vibe.
I want to give you something there. I just want to give you one thing, because that is phenomenal, and it's one of those things. It's funny, let's see, TNJ.
Thank you so much, Niabon.
You are a phenomenal woman. So it is Women's Month, and we are saying, Wootsie, we are bringing every phenomenal woman, incredible woman who impact our lives, not just in our daily capacities, but also around us. So you are exemplary of that. But not only that, you have delivered strategic marketing and public relations solutions. You are also an online media specialist. You lead high impact digital campaigns, branding initiatives, and you drive measurable results. Your strengths lie in strategic planning, digital innovation, and effective communication. But not only are you there, but you're also an MC. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. A dynamic public speaker and facilitator in the tech and entrepreneurial space. You have contributed to Go Digital SA Foundation, promoting digital literacy, and JCI Durban, advocating for youth leadership. And you are also the co-founder of KZN Tech Horizons, a platform empowering tech professionals and enthusiasts in KwaZulu-Natal. Can you tell us a little bit more, as a co-founder of KZN Tech Horizons, what that is about?
But before that,
I'd like you to tell us who Uzama Khumalo is. Utabukaphi Uzama Khumalo?
Okay, thank you so much for that. Ngiyabonga kakhulu once again for the opportunity to even be here. I really do appreciate it. So Uzama Khumalo is all the way from Ekwandengezi. Quite a lot of people don't know where that is. That's up in the Upper Highway, just by Pinetown and the Hillcrest area. Mm-hmm. So I've lived there literally my whole life. A person that loves the media space. I love everything in media, and I've always just had a fascination for it. Njengoba kade ufunda nje ibio yami ngokuthi nje where the spaces that I've been in, just that just thrives from the love of the media space. And just coming into what you were just asking now, basically with KZN Tech Horizon, that's just all about putting people in tech, making sure that they have a voice within the tech space, and creating a community, because people run around in circles in terms of e-tech, especially, and we all doing different things, but we're aiming for the same purpose. So the person that I'm with right now, busy co-founded with, we just thought, I know, man, we need to have a community whereby we are having one voice. People come together and are able to basically propel themselves. Actually, if I want to be in the tech space, which are the different types of directions that I need to go into? And I head up the Mboto section. So that's basically the one for ladies intake, because you find that a lot of people, women intake don't really have the voices or the confidence to be within the tech space. So I hit that up and I make sure we'll see women have a voice within the tech space.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's great work. That is great work. And since you're in Women's Month, what does Women's Month mean to you? And how do you think Ukuthi women can empower each other in the tech space?
Women's Month just is such a beautiful month. And I wish it would be celebrated every day, because women tend to take on roles that are not even asked of them, but they take it on so beautifully. And what Women's Month just basically speaks to me on is just the embodiment of being a woman and reminding ourselves of being women. You know, we tend to put on masks, unfortunately, because we have to make sure we are doing the best that we can and doing the work that's needed of us. But it's the one time where I just feel we're able to take down those masks, or we're able to take down anything that we feel we're not comfortable with, and be ourselves and be appreciated as well within that month. And what does that mean for women in tech? What was the question again regarding tech again? Please just emphasize that again.
How you can empower each other in the tech space.
Thank you so much for that. How do we empower each other? We mentor each other. Mm. We tell each other the truths that are happening within the different types of industries. We support one another. It mustn't just be a thing. We'll say, hey, Zama, I've got an idea and this and this. No, but how can Uzama help within your space? That's how we show up for one another. And because we need to let each other know what is actually going on as well.
That's true. That's amazing and lovely. And I love Ukuthi you're bringing in Ukuthi abantu abamene. So like, let's just be truthful. And if someone's knocking on the door, just point them in the right direction. You don't have to hug that information, you know?
Yes.
Can you tell me again, from your own personal experience, Ukuthi, where you felt empowered or supported by another woman, especially in your tech space?
Where I felt empowered from another
empowered,
woman in the tech space.
Yes, empowered or supported.
Being validated. Being so validated. You know, I'm coming up with an event that's happening this week regarding women in tech.
Yes.
And so many women have said that, thank you for doing this for us. Thank you for giving us a voice, giving us a platform.
Yeah.
We feel seen and we feel validated. But besides that, also just knowing that there's someone that's actually listening to the cries and identifying also the problems that are happening as well, not only within themselves, but within the environment that they're in as well. So I've really felt within the journey that I've been in, I've felt validated for women, for the things that I'm doing, and felt so empowered as well, because it feels such, it's such a great feeling to know that someone is seeing you for the work that they're doing, but also someone is benefiting from the work that you're doing as well.
I heard you speaking about problems, yeah? I heard a little bit of problems. And in that space, or in terms of problems, what have been some of the biggest challenges you've faced? I don't want to say just as a woman, but as an entrepreneur and as a woman in tech, Ukuthi, what are those challenges and how did you overcome them, or have you overcome them?
Sure. So thank you so much for that question. So with Lendoisho Webandile, it's basically just people not believing into your idea and saying, Ukuthi, but will it work though? I've tried this, but it didn't work for me. Yeah, well, and the thing is, not every solution is for everybody. That's the thing. Mm. So, just going back to, you know, the event that I was just talking to you about,
yes.
I would say, doing it for Abantu Besimame. Utholukuthumuntu will be like, but will this even work? Will women be even interested in everything like that, into something like this, especially like KZN, where utholukuthi abantu besimame in tech, there's not really too much representation for them. I remember when I did a call out for this whole event that I'm doing.
Yes.
And the aim was basically just to do like 30. I just wanted 30 responses.
Yeah.
I actually got double that number. You see, so that showed the interest from Abantu Besimame in what I'm doing, and that showed the support as well, and also showed the belief that they had in the events as well. But overall, also just the belief in any type of idea that I'm having. And it's always great to talk to people who have been on the journey and shown you, well, what's, no, it actually can be done. And you shouldn't worry as to what other people say, because they speak it from their own point of view, when you must concentrate onto your own.
Lovely. And I keep on hearing, Guti, you're talking about an event that you're doing, What is this? KZN Tech Mbokoto Hackathon 2025.
Yes, KZN Tech Mbokoto Hackathon.
Love it. What is it about? What's the theme?
So, KZN Tech Mbokoto, just to give you the understanding of it.
Yes.
Basically, that is just a hackathon. So, a hackathon, just to briefly explain to Abantu that don't really understand too much on it.
Please.
A hackathon basically is sinenkinga lana. Manji, when we come together, this is how we're going to do it, and this is how it should be implemented. That's basically what a hackathon is.
Mm.
So with the KZN Tech Mbokoto Hackathon, that's just focusing on water health and safety. Those are the major, major themes of it. And it's just looking at how is it that within our environment, how can we tackle the issues of water safety and health, because these are everyday problems, unfortunately. And we find that not a lot of people understand as to, for instance, like when you're going through your periods and there's lack of water, what is it that you do? And that's why we wanted to come up with this hackathon to find out, how can we tackle issues like that, and how is it that we can try and create solutions that not only will be great for the hackathon, but will be long-lasting solutions going forward as well.
So, so you're saying it's focusing on developing scalable tech solutions, to improve clean access to access to clean water, menstrual hygiene, community health, and personal safety. What are the objectives from this event that you plan on achieving?
So with that, it's just basically giving Abantu Besimame a voice.
Yes.
It's basically saying, what solution are you going to be giving, and why is it that you're giving that particular solution?
Yes.
As you just mentioned before about water health and safety, which are the major, major pillars that we're focusing on, or just the major points that we're focusing on. We're looking at how is it that Abantu Besimame can come up with solutions. Even looking at, if I wanted to get into internship, what is the way that I would angle myself into doing it? Because we're going to be having major stakeholders. So I'm going to basically just say one of the stakeholders that will be part of it, like Moses Kotane, has offered themselves to be a part of something like this.
Amazing.
And it's also just making sure, if I'm going to create a solution, how can a stakeholder in general, Moses Kotane, actually basically just take advantage per se, how can they be
amplified? They amplify it?
That was the word I was looking for. So that's basically it. How can I angle myself onto it? We are emphasizing, don't just only think of us, like I said earlier on, it's a long-lasting solution.
Yes.
So don't think of only now. What is it that I can create, that will be long-lasting, that even umuntu ofana njengoZama, umbali, nomubani, can actually benefit off of the solution that I'm basically giving out.
Yeah. No, that's amazing, man. Like it's really going to be a game changer. I don't think, is there anything like this? I don't think so. Magnitude. I was telling Uti, when is it taking place, and like how can people, if they wanna get jump on or help assist, how can they reach you? What are the channels?
Okay. So just to answer your first question, it's going to be from the 15th to 16th of August. So that's basically this week. So this week, Friday and Saturday. The hackathon actually starts at 10 and then it will end the next day in 5. And then, unfortunately, the application period has closed. We did close it like 2 weeks back. However, if people would love to support, love to give any type of support, we're more than welcome. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on LinkedIn, KZN Tech Mbogodo, we are on there. Please do show your support, especially because it's Women's Month. Please do show your support, we really would appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much for that informative, conversation that we've had. It's been lovely getting to know you. Hopefully I get to know you more because, wow, what you're doing is amazing. Don't take it lightly. I feel like this is going to be an annual thing. And it's only going to get bigger and better. And yeah, just continue doing what you're doing. We see you and we appreciate you and we applaud you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, MUT Radio. Thank you so much, Bandila. It has been such a great time. And thank you to your listeners. We really do appreciate it. And thank you also to my team as well for doing a phenomenal job. I would not be here without them as well. So thank you so, so much to everyone that has listened. I really, really do truly appreciate it. And this has been such a great interview. Ngiyabonga
kakhulu. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.